Welcome back, everybody. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David. And thank you all for joining me whenever, wherever, however you are hearing me, whether you're checking me out on the blog at the5x5.blogspot.com, Facebook, or, well, I guess really not Twitter, or here on Spreaker. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys are having a great start to your week. Like I told you guys last night, today was my Friday, and I cannot wait to get home. I had every intention of telling off a coworker who allegedly, not even tell, I was going to ask him, we're going to tell him all, who allegedly have been talking about me behind my back because he's a hater. But you know, my mother always told me to respect my elders, and he is like 30 years older than me, and I'm, you know, I'm in my very, very early 40s. So I just looked at him, you know, when he came in. So I didn't really have anything to say. And, you know, obviously the person who told me what he had said about me had told him, you know, David's going to say something to you, so be prepared. So not that he was walking on eggshells or anything. I just didn't have anything to say, because if you talk behind my, if you're not man enough to bring it to my face, then, you know, what's the point? Because all you're going to do is continue to talk behind my back. So why even go there? And so I just kind of looked at him in my head. I'm like, because just maybe 5 minutes before he walked inside, I'm like, I can't wait to see his face, you know, so I can, you know, ask him. Because what I had planned on saying is like, hey, B, I'll call him B. Hey, B, if you don't like something I'm doing here at the job, or how I'm handling something here at the job, or just something you don't like with me in general, instead of going and sharing it with other coworkers that I do converse and I do work with, just bring it to me, and then either I'll correct you on what you're saying, or we can work something out. And if you get smart, I was going to just go there on him. But I'm like, that's it, because my thing is, you're not even worth it. I'm not fighting with anyone. Although I'm going to share with a Facebook fight, but I'm sure it's going to turn to a Facebook fight after today. I'm always starting trouble, but I don't mean to, you know, people bring drama to me and I just end it, you know, cause I'm not dealing with that. It's not that important for me to raise my blood pressure, to argue with, because I'm not going to change my opinion. Once my opinion is set in my head, it's not going to change, and I don't backtrack. You know, I say what I have to say and keep it pushing. And anyway, so I didn't. So I was waiting on him. But when he comes in, you know, and he says hello, and I went, hey, you know, just nothing major. I was kind of shady, but I wouldn't, you know, I wasn't being aggressive or anything. I just said, hey. And so he's walking around putting his stuff down and getting himself ready for his shift. And I'm just kind of sitting there. I was finished with my work. I didn't have anything to do. I'm just sitting, you know. And he says, I sound real country. I'm just sitting, a real ghetto. I was just sitting down. And he says, oh, you ain't talking much tonight. You must have a headache. I'm like, no, my head is perfectly fine. You know, that's exactly what I said. He's and then he starts to make that little small talk, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, our other coworker informed you that he told me, which is a good thing that he did. If you're going to tell something, about somebody, be sure you can tell everybody who's involved that I went ahead and told that. I respect that. Not that I care, but but so he's making, and then he, and I'm just making, really, really, really small, not even small talk. I t gave him some instructions of what need to happen in the morning if there was inclement weather, and what he needed to do and what he needed to take care of on his shift, and what I'm supposed to do. And then I hit the door, and here he comes behind me, talking smack. And so I'm like, see, you keep on talking to me, you're gonna make me say something to you. And so I just get in my car. He's walking toward my car, still talking, and I just drive off. I have nothing to say to you, boy, bye. I'm leaving. So that was the end of that. And that's why I don't like Fridays and Mondays, because I have to look at this person's face, because I've never liked them. If you look at the old 5x5 replay shows that's now on Spreaker, from Blog Talk Radio, you'll see that I had an episode called "Sound It Out," and he's the coworker that couldn't pronounce the word "consume." So why I'm gonna argue with somebody who can't pronounce "consume"? There's a cleaning product, well, a sanitizing product that we have to use. Like I told you guys, I work in the home healthcare field, and there's a cleaning product we have to use to keep, stuff so you don't, what's it called when you, so you don't spread, it's universal precautions, so you don't spread germs, and there's no cross contamination. That's what I'm looking for. And one night I was telling him, because normally he does the supply orders, and I said, well, we need to order some consume and some other thing. He's like, consume? I'm like, yeah, consume. And he says, oh, don't you mean consume? No. He's like, well, tell me what you're talking about, 'cause we're talking about two different things. I'm like, it's the white bottle with the green letters that says consume. And he's like, and not that I'm stuck up or anything, I can read. And he's like, oh no, I call that consume. And I think, oh, maybe you're playing, or you're taking it back to the motherland. I didn't know if he knew Swahili or not. I thought he was gonna break it in some umbele umbele barum barum aye aye, but he didn't do all that. So I'm like, no, that's really consume. Well, I'm just gonna call it consume. Suit yourself. You're wrong. Anyhow, I just had to share that quick story with you. But thank you guys. It is Martin Luther King Jr.'s the day that we celebrate his birthday. And people were off, the mail was off. There was a lady when I dropped my mother off earlier today. I think some people need to be really mindful who, what they're saying. But I think when you get a certain age, maybe you just don't care. It was an older white lady that she was talking with me and my mother early this morning, because she was talking about, because I had to take care of my nephew earlier because they were out of school. And my mother had, she said, yeah, David's taking care of my grandson because the school's out today because it's MLK holiday. And she's like, oh, because she's from another little town from around this area. She's like, oh, why would you want to be off of that for? The kids went to school in my city. And so all I say was, I'm not surprised that my mama cut me a look. She's like, and I wasn't gonna go there with her because I know there's a lot of cities in Indiana that don't support nor celebrate the MLK holiday. Hey, if that's not part of your life, that's not what you're teaching in your school, and you don't think that diversity is important, then fine. I can't change you. I can't, especially she has to be 80 years old, 70 or 80 years old. I can't change your mind. And that doesn't mean I don't always not say anything, because normally I do. But so I didn't say anything. We just thought it was funny. Me and my mom had a chuckle about that. And speaking of, And I have to pay my respects to Martin Luther King Jr. because without his unabashed the movement and being the peaceful movement and all the black people who suffered during those times, like I said, I used to live in Atlanta and they have a museum dedicated, and I've been to the church and the childhood home. There was, I wouldn't be, I guess, where I am today, you know, whether that, whether I think I'm some on some lofty perch and feeling fabulous, which I always feel fabulous, but life is hard. Life is always hard, but I think some kind of sometimes the what is going on here? Oh, sorry, I think sometimes I think my mic is messing up. I'm sorry. I think sometimes you have to pay respect to those who have come before you to even get the respect that they didn't get. Because if he and others hadn't paved the way, I might not be sitting on here speaking to you right now. So I said earlier in a post that I think you have to be a force for change, and change isn't easy. Change is hard, and sometimes the road is full of obstacles. But you have to be a force for change, and not only in your city, your community, your state. I think you have to be a force for change in your life, and I think people take note of that. And if you're a force for change in your own life, that might inspire someone to take what they see what you have done and build upon that and do even bigger things. And Martin Luther King Jr., he has inspired so many black people. I had heard a show here on Spreaker earlier, and just the most repulsive vow in the name of comedy comments coming from this person who I will not even mention their name because it's not even that important to me. But it still shows the lack of respect for the history of where, and I just can't wait to February, Black History Month, when these same people, in the name of comedy, because they think they're Bob and Tom, which they're not. This is amateur hour at the Apollo. Trust. Whether you think I'm good, because I know if I say their name, there will be some kind of backlash, and I'm not going to invite that in my life or in here. This is fun for me. It's something that I like to do. I enjoy it because it's fun, because I don't have a life and I stay up all night. And just some of the repulsive things and references and jokes, and just I'm like, I don't know how a platform like this, and everybody says, oh, that's their free speech, but if it was a real celebrity, that people cared about, was saying this, on TV or sharing these kind of, I think just absolutely terrible things that they share on their show. And it's like that borderline racism. It's like, we know what you're implying, we know what you're saying, but you're not saying it. You got a lot of nerve, to me. And it's unfortunate that people who can't make up their own minds and people who can't think for themselves listen to that stuff and they think it's funny, because it's not. It's sad, and I'm not going to be on my soapbox, but trust me, that'll be the last time I'll ever listen to that person. And I really feel sorry for him, because you're not creative enough to come up with something which you think you are creative. And I think you could be very, I think this person could be very funny, but you rather go for the easy stuff. Race jokes are easy. And it's and it's simple. Be creative, in who you're poking fun at and what you're poking fun at. But Bob and Tom is getting paid and you're not. Catch it. Anyhow, let's take a quick break. Have some m new music tonight from Tinashe. I guess I hope that's how you pronounce it. I found her on Reverb Nation. I think the album is called Black Orchid. I might be, but you have to look in the show notes. You can see it there. Brand New Heavies, Erica David, and EFYA. We're going to take a quick break and then I'll come back and tell you about my fabulous clearance cupcakes. We'll be right back. Switch it up. She said, F your opinion. And that's how I feel. Hey, Tony R. Williams, thank you for joining me. Thank you. I'm just, I just kind of chit chat and talk. But thank you. Tony R. Williams has a show here on Spreaker.com. If you want to listen to some good music, mellow music, some chill music, check out Tony R. Williams. You won't be sorry. So talked about MLK, and the reason why I titled the show tonight "Clearance Cupcakes and Stuff" because I talk about it on another show. I'm a foodie, not a fatty. Don't get it twisted. Well, maybe that too, but anyhow, that's beside the point. I've talked about these Clearance candy and snacks and things they have at this particular store. It's called Priceless Foods or whatever. And it's not like Aldi's or a Save-A-Lot. And I will not go to Save-A-Lot. They will not give me salmonella, trust. I will not get salmonella from there. Because the one here is filthy. But no, they have a clearance section, and not they Walmart does it too, but they don't do it as much as they used to. And their clearance, if something say was $5, they're marking it down to $4. If something was $5 over here at this Priceless store, it's 50 cents. Trust and believe, it might be 2 months old, but it's still edible. No, I'm playing. But they got me yesterday, and they had a box of cupcakes. Very, very pretty chocolate and vanilla with sprinkles. You have to eat them if they have sprinkles on it, right? That's what draws you in, is those damn sprinkles. And so I'm like, and I see them from across the way. And so the people who I was with, they wanted to go one direction. I'm like, no, there's something back there in that clearance bin I need to go check out. Because I know they have all the clearance cookies, cakes, and things. And so, hey, Ken Boggle, I didn't know if you were still up. How you doing, my crew brother? Glad you could make it. And so I said, well, let's go this way. So that made everybody mad because I wanted to go one way, but I'm always the pack leader, trust. And that's a whole alpha male thing going on, or I'm just a bitch, who knows? But and so I go back here, and to not to my surprise, but to my pleasant surprise, that's what we'll say, to my pleasant surprise, they had clearance cupcakes. And they had sprinkles, and they was chocolate and vanilla, and I just had to have them. So, and I couldn't see the price. And so when I pick it up to turn it over, these cupcakes, they flipped over. And so there's like these little plastic shell type of things. And so when I flipped it over, the whole icing was messed up. So you can't eat a cupcake with icing that just isn't right. And so thankfully, there was a second container of cupcakes, and I found out the price. They were $1.27. How often do you get bakery? Not the already pre-made. Well, they're pre-made, of course, but not the ones you get like from Little Debbie's or whatever, or Hostess. I guess Hostess. Not though. These are really bakery deli cupcakes that were personalized with sprinkles, and so I got them for $1.27. So, I thing is, thankfully, I can use some restraint at times, and so, I didn't eat them. Yes, I had one yesterday, and so today when I was at work, because I left them at home on purpose because I knew if I had taken them to work, I would have ate the other five. So I'm like, okay, this is my, I'm trying to cut back on sugar and all that stuff. And I said, this is my, the chance to practice using some restraint and stop being such a foodie fatty. And I left them at home. So all day, and I didn't think is I didn't buy anything sweet today. And normally, I'm the kind of person, if I buy something for dinner, I have to have something sweet. Remember, I took that quiz and that sugar quiz, and I'm the kind of person that always had to have sweets at the end of the meal. Sorry, it's just how it is. And so, so all day, I was thinking, I got clearance cupcakes at the house. I cannot wait to get home. And so maybe that's why I was ready to go, kind of subconsciously, because I knew I had those clearance cupcakes. But when I came into the house, question, when why is it like, I don't know if you guys are anything like me, but I'm very weird when it comes to bathrooms. I don't use public restrooms. It has to be an emergency of all emergencies. A zombie attack has to be going on outside before I will use a restroom in a public venue. And I might tinkle, but as anything else, I'm not. I just can't. I hardly don't like doing it because bathroom smell, and I don't like smelling other people's waste. Excuse me if I'm being gross. I just don't like it. And then some people, I don't understand how adults, I mean adults, go into bathrooms and they do some of the things they do in bathrooms. And here's a little word from the wise. I used to work in a Macy's store. Women. If you go into a bath, not a bathroom, into a dress, this goes for men too. If you go into a dressing room and there's a pile of suspicious clothes laying on the floor, do not touch it. You will get a surprise. You will get a real surprise, and it's not cute. The people have done horrible things in dressing rooms and department stores. I don't get it. Adults, I don't understand it. I'm sure there's some kind of psychological term to support it. Stop, because it's not cute. I worked with a man when I was selling furniture in Atlanta. I worked with a guy who went to jail over bathroom etiquette. Let me tell you. Because it was only, it was a small store, but it was a like a kind of a boutique type furniture store. And so we was in a had a Target in there, had some other stores in there, and we were one of the anchor because it was a furniture store. Well, not an anchor really, I guess it was, but it was a nice furniture store anyhow. And so he came in the morning, I came in mid-morning, then another person came in afternoon, and then we had the warehouse people that was kind of there all day. Well, that would come in after the last person came in. Anyhow, I go in because he was supposed to open the store. So I go in at one morning and the door is locked. And I'm like, why is the door locked? So I'm like, that's really weird. We should have been open for at least 2 hours. What's going on? I thought maybe he called in sick, but then they should have called me. Then I would have went early. But anyhow, and so I call into the store because there's lights on and things. And I'm like, what is going on in here? I can't see anybody. The and I found it. The old cell phone that I've been using here lately because I broke my other phone. I found the picture that I'll put that on the website because I found the picture that I took of his message. But anyhow, so I'm calling into the store, calling into the store. Nobody's answering. I can't see him in there. His name was Joe. And I know Joe's probably in jail because he can't listen to this, but he's not listening to this. But and so I called, so nobody answered. I called the off the our corporate office. I'm like, hey, I'm at work and such and such is not here. I don't know what's going on. Nobody called me because I could have swung by and got a key and opened the store. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So what's the real deal? And so they're like, we don't know. We haven't heard anything. I'm like, And so after maybe 20, 30 minutes, this person opens the door. I'm like, what are you doing? I've been out here for 30 minutes. Why are you tripping? And he's like, oh, I had some problems this morning and I just thought I'd just lock everything down and have some time to myself. I said, excuse me? He's like, but I think I'm gonna have to go. And the subjective term in that sentence is, I think I have to go. So all of a sudden there are what's them? Oh, sheriff's cars and police cars. There's people coming from next door. And I'm like, I know I didn't do anything. And I know sometimes, because at this particular store, we used to work with a company in Georgia that helped recent prisoners, I guess, people who were in county jail, helped them attain work and work them back into the workforce. And so we would hire them. And so I thought, well, maybe they did something, so they're going to come up and grab him. And so grab one of them. So I'm looking around and he's like, here's the keys. I gotta go. I'm like, wait, wait. And so the police are in there, they're putting handcuffs on this person. I'm like, nothing ever in my whole entire life, only in Atlanta, Georgia, has happened to me like this. And so he's like, well, they're talking. He's like, did you pull a gun on somebody? I'm like, what? And Joe's like, well, he said he was going to shoot me because he came in here. He comes in here every morning and used the bathroom. And he, defecates all over the floor and leaves it there for somebody to clean up. I'm like, what? And so my coworker at the time, he had pulled a gun on a young man who worked in the complex because the young man had supposedly start coming into the store and into the store I was working at and using the bathroom and not being very tidy. And so when he pulled the gun on this young man, because this young man was under 18, this was in the summertime. He was working like at a Marshall's or something in the area. That was like a felony or something. And I'm like, how are you going to pull the gun? And he said he was going to shoot him and blow his brains out. And the parents were out there, the guy was out there, there was police everywhere. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so I call our corporate office. I'm like, well, somebody needs to come over here because the guy that y'all had running the store, he just got taken away in the sheriff's in the sheriff's car in handcuffs. And so they all rush over there, and so I got to tell this story like 1,000 times, and the more I told it, the funnier it got. But I mean, so that's how I feel internally about using public restrooms, because I just think they're nasty. So what I'll go back to what I was saying, why is it when you come home, when you get off work, and I haven't used the bathroom anywhere all day, and once you hit the street that you live on, those bathroom pains hit you? And it's like I haven't used the bathroom all day, but now you want to act like you're ready to have an accident. That's all I was going to say. That was a long, drawn out story for that, but I had to share that with you guys. But back to my clearance cupcake. So they're sitting here, and now there were five. Now there's, we're going to say there's three. And so I'm talking with you guys and eating clearance cupcakes that I'm enjoying. And we're gonna come back and talk about, oh, I'm taking a quiz. Maybe we have some other things to talk about, but we're taking a quiz tonight and see if I if I size up. Is that sizing up? Is that sound right? I don't know. If not, we'll work it out. We'll be right back.
And
Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David. Thank you guys for joining me tonight as I talk about clearance cups, cakes, and stuff. Welcome to the chat room, Grandpa Al Kruska, sitting in with Tony R. Williams and my boy, Ken Boggle. Thanks, Tony. Glad you came by. I'll see you soon. Thank you. Everybody, check out Tony R. Williams on Spreaker.com. Yeah, Ken Boggle tried to block me on Facebook. I tried to send him a message just a second ago, and this is exactly what it says. It says, "This message failed to send. Click to send again." And then he sends me one back. "See, I didn't block you." That means he just unblocked me. Yeah, they're not going through. I wonder, let's see. Maybe I got blocked on Facebook. I don't know. Oh, I know what happened. Yes, I was on my I was still on the 5x5 page. That's what happened. And sometimes when you go back and forth that you can't, lies and deceit. No problem, Tony. Take care. Grandpa Al said he blocked himself because, okay, Ken, I see you got it. Great. I was on, like I said, I was on my 5x5 page, and then when you try to go back to your regular page or open a different window, it doesn't work necessarily. But speaking of Facebook, I started, not that I really started this, the Instinct Facebook page. If you go to instinct.com, you can, or go to their Facebook page. It's facebook.com/instinct magazine, which they give you a lot of hot topics, current events, gay topics. And so they had made a comment about HBO's Looking. Now, yesterday, you know, guys, I talked about it yesterday. I gave a mini review. I didn't say anything bad about it, but here we go. They say, in case you missed it, you can watch it now for free. So obviously somewhere online you can watch HBO's Looking, you know, that new gay drama, 30 minutes, for free. What did you think of the first episode of HBO's Looking, Instinctors? So they asked a question, so I answered it. And right now, there has been 67 shares of this particular post. 760 people have liked it, and I have the top comment. And that's never happened to me before. I think I just got up to the first, but I have a lot of, I have 11 likes to my comment. But what I said was, well, I can't say that I hated it, but I will say that the gay stereotypes presented in the first episode were a little off-putting. I mean, did they really have to put a park hookup in the first 5 minutes? Then I put my full review on my website, blah, blah, blah. It was like throwing gasoline on a fire. And why I said that was because how people perceive us now, you know, why go to the one of the most common stereotypes that they use against us, you know? Why act like they expect you to act, you know? And that they use to demonize you. Why do that? So that was why I was saying that. I said, but then I said, but we'll keep watching to see how this show develops. And so some smart ass on here, he well, no, first one person says, don't they know about Grindr? I think that's funny. And so this guy, Patrick Lewis Wendling Markwell, some kind of writer or something, he says, oh, I am just jumping with anticipation at reading your full review, quote unquote, so much so I think I will cream myself, go dry up. Boy, I was just stating my opinion. You're so hostile. And then another person says, I completely agree with you, except for continue to watch. Being called a deviant F word by the creators of the show is just too much. When it was stated in the advertisement that this show is a fair portrayal of the rest of us, what else are they saying? Which I agree with that. They're saying this portrays gay life. But then from what I've read in some of these posts, they're saying, well, it portrays gay life in San Francisco. And people are like, no, this is not representative of me. You know, so when you use words like portrayal and I'm all up for a good story. If you're just telling a story and it's for fun, but you're saying this is how people, gay people looking for love in San Francisco behave. They go to parks and they have three ways and you see all this imagery, you're like, oh, there's some freaks that live in San Fran. Or, well, we're not, well, the gay people, because you would think not only gay people will watch the show. You know, you'd think they would want a broader audience to bring more people in, straight people alike, because it's a good story. The story is told well. Don't put all these images of all the stereotypes in the first 5 minutes. Not only if it was a black show, say it was about black people, and this is a portrayal of black people, because there's. Let me say, let me stop for a second. There's gay people of different walks of life. There's gay people who don't go to the clubs. There's gay people who don't hook up. There are gay men getting married now. You know, there are gay men that are in office. You know, but then there's this everyday gay like me that's pretty much average. I go to work, I come home. I would like to have a boyfriend. I don't, but I'm not out here running through the parks trying to find one. That doesn't portray me. And so, but that's just my opinion. If they had it with a black, say it was a black show, and not necessarily gay, but black, and in the first 5 minutes, they had two black men shooting each other, or robbing a white woman, or you know, shucking and jiving with saggy pants, running up and down the street in a ghetto, that would be offensive to me as well, because or fighting over chicken. You know, that would be stereotypical to me, and it's not a correct portrayal of black life. Like, I don't think this, like I said, it's a story, it can be a story or whatever, but just, you know, be careful who you say it portrays, because it queer as folk wasn't saying they was portraying nothing. You know, this is a story, this is what we're going to tell, and this is how this particular sect in our story is going to behave. They wouldn't portray gay life anyhow. So my response to this Patrick Lewis, whoever he is, I said, I'm sure your blazing sarcastic response to my post will make me leave Facebook forever and go back to MySpace. Boy, bye. And then I also said, I guess no one can have an opinion. It was how I saw it. I didn't say anything bad. I guess the whores still cruising the parks are mad because I made up my own mind. Have a seat. I owe you an apology. What do I owe you an apology for? And you're looking the other way. Why do I owe you an apology? I didn't do nothing. I'm a puppy dog, remember? I don't behave poorly. At least I don't think I do. Well, I'm gonna find out why I've made Ken Boggle why I owe Ken Boggle an apology. So we're gonna play some music by the Brand New Heavies called "I Fired All Fired Up." So that kind of fits me getting back with these Facebook crazy people. We'll be right back.
Fight up, baby, and I'm all fired up.
That was the Brand New Heavies with All Fired Up. I like that. That's kind of jamming. What happened to the Brand New Heavies? They used to be kind of on, they was like kind of that more R&B influence, more on the kind of alternative hip hop, neo soul kick back in the day. Love them. Remember the girl left the group and then they didn't start singing, but I found them on Mevio.com. So for all your music needs and pod safe music for your shows, check out Mevio.com. That was my plug for them because I use some of their music tonight. But where I asked Ken why did I owe him an apology, he said because I said I blocked him. But no, he didn't block me. It was totally my fault, so I do apologize. So, and the other reason why I took a break because I wanted to eat another Clearance cupcake. It's delicious. Just so you know, cheap never tasted so good. And of course, Grandpa Al is doing his thing in the chat room. He said, every night the dinner menu backfires on her. Oh, I hope so, Ken. She deserves a man of tolerance. I did that for the last 7 years, and all I got was a lousy t-shirt saying, I'm not with stupid because she married one. Because she married me. That's cute. So we're back. So I'm not going to talk about the little Instinct magazine thing, but it's been. Here's my thing. I'm not the only person saying stuff about the show. There's been a lot of really mixed reviews about people liking it, people hating it. Not hating it. Well, yeah, people liking it. So, but I'm going to give it a chance. I didn't never say that I wasn't going to watch it ever again. I just don't want to see that stereotype every time I turn to it. You know, every time I turn to it, I don't want to see that the image of how they think they portray me, but that's all I'm going to say about that. Don't you love it when your friends on Facebook when they get hacked and then they ha are they are just are they saying that they got hacked and you see something really explicit from them and it's like, oh my God, I didn't know you did that, you're such a freak, and it'd be something they got hacked, and then the next day, I'm sorry if I sent you an email with that picture in it, it wasn't me, somebody hacked my account. Like one of my friends, she's the sweetest thing on earth, but now it's it says this girl really is having sex with a horse. It's shocking, I can't believe my eyes, and I know she didn't put that on there, you know, she's a church girl, or maybe she did, who knows. Anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and we're sitting here eating cupcakes, kikiing, and now I'm gonna take a quiz. So any of you youngins, you really shouldn't be listening right now because it could get a little more explicit. Not that it's really explicit anyhow. Ken said he is not what he no he says I ain't watching that HBO trash. And if you guys have heard Ken Boggle on the Crew Show, which we're probably having a show this week, Kentry, oh, I just made a new word out of your name in Kentucky. You're Kentry. Ken speaks Kentry. Ken lives in Kentucky, so he has that little Kentucky twang to it. It's real cute and it's adorable. And I can hear him saying, I ain't watching that HBO trash. I can hear him saying that. Just like Downton Abbey. If you listen to yesterday's show, I had mistakenly thought Downton Abbey was Downtown Abbey. I know I'm stupid. Black people don't watch that show anyhow. So. You know, I try to scour the web to bring interesting things to you, and sometimes I take quizzes that I find online that are interesting. And of course, this one struck my fancy because the quiz is called How Big Is Your Penis? So I'm assuming that this quiz is scientific. It's been researched and done, and I'm sure the results are worthy, are just as worthy as the quiz itself. Wink. So I thought I'd take that. I thought it'd be funny. There's how many questions? There's one, two, let's see, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's eight questions, so hopefully you guys will be able to know something secret about me just because of this quiz. And normally I take these quizzes before, like when I do quizzes on the show, I'll take them before I actually do it on the show, so I already know the answer and I already know what I'm going to say after I get the answer. But this one I didn't do this with this quiz. And so here we go. How big is your penis quiz? So if you guys want to take this quiz with me or look at the answers while I'm doing it, you can go to www.buzzfeed, BUZZ feed, FEED.com / Dave's, DAVES, the number 4, / how big is your penis? And between how big is your penis, there's hyphens. So you can check that out on BuzzFeed.com. So the first question is, choose a Starbucks drink. Either a frapp, a regular coffee, an iced coffee, an espresso, tea, or a pumpkin spice. Yeah, I don't eat the frappuccinos. So I'm a regular coffee guy, even though I get a flavored coffee, mostly caramel macchiato, but it's pretty regular. Number two, it's 1 a.m. on a Friday night. What are you doing? Playing board games with friends, yawn, drinking at a local dive bar, too old, dancing the night away, too fat, I'm already asleep, never, crying softly to myself under the blankets, possibly playing video games. Well, the only one that kind of fits, since I don't do it, would be playing video games. Because when I come home normally, if I don't need to come, if I need to come down, I'll put in a PlayStation game or something. I'll play it until I wind down and jump online or whatever. Number three, choose a color: green, blue, red, yellow, pink, and black. I'm about to go with black because it's slimming. What's your dream house? An Italian villa? A nice cabin in the woods? Yeah, black people don't go to the woods. A quaint house in the suburbs? A beautiful loft in the city? An igloo? A tent? Well, so I'm not camping. I don't like cold. I don't like congestion. So I would probably say a quaint house in the suburbs. Italian villa? Mm-mm. Choose a 90s Nickelodeon show. This would be interesting. Grandpa Al. If you haven't checked the chat room, you have to see some of the things that Grandpa Al is saying. They're hilarious. So number five, choose a 90s Nickelodeon show. So we have Doug. Remember Doug? Doug, 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 Doug. Remember, he used to do that. Ren and Stimpy, which was hilarious but kind of gross. Rocko's Modern Life. I think it was about the dog. Rugrats. Hey Arnold. Remember those little blonde-haired boy with a football shaped head, and he had a girlfriend named Olga. I love me some Olga because she would get the kids together. If anybody met, she would beat the hell out of Arthur. But if anybody else would mess with him, she'd punch him out. And then she'd be up at her in her room writing love letters and stuff to him, and then she got busted. That, well, yeah, I don't care about that. I have a younger niece and nephew. I don't sit around and watch cartoons. Well, anyhow, I choose Rugrats because Miss Angelica Pickles is a diva. Catch it. Number six, what is your most prized possession? My phone, my car, my computer, a keepsake from my deceased grandmother, a signed photograph. Material possessions are meaningless. Give them up. That's difficult. I really don't really covet anything. I don't. I don't have anything signed. My mother has all my grandmother's stuff. My computer is pretty prized because I do everything through my computer. My phone, this is the phone that I don't like right now. It's not that. My car, I do love my car. So I'm gonna say my most prized possession is my car. Let's see what they're saying in the chat room. Ken says he loves Doug. I did too. What was this? Wasn't his sister like an actress or something? And the Doug had that really cool little dog that went around with him in school. Number seven, what concert would you most? This is a give me. Y'all should all know, without even looking at the answers, y'all should know what concert would David from the 5x5 most likely go to? I'll give you the answers anyhow. Kanye West, Beyonce, Mumford and Sons, Daft Punk, Vampire Weekend, the New York Philharmonic. I would never go. Even if somebody gave me Kanye West tickets, I don't think I would go. And the rest are not Beyonce, so it's Beyonce. And the last one is pick an animal. Cat, dog, lemur, a nondescript lizard, a bird, or a fish. Although I don't like my dog because he barks too much. And I do love my fish. I do love my fish, but they're boring. So I'm going to say dog. I'm a dog person. This is really, 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 really funny. So we're going to take a break and then I'm going to tell you my result. Cracks. Feel by Erica David. Since Mr. Boggle did not like the song prior, that's very 90s. I love that. I was inspired, and I have to give my girl Desert Rose a shout out because I was inspired. She always plays such good music on her shows. I was inspired to get some different music tonight. And so I did some looking around online and from Mevio, Music Alley, Reverb Nation, and CCMixer.com. All mostly are attribution 3.0 licenses. And if you look, you can find the artist name and the title if you click on the show, on the title of the show. And then you can look those up and buy or purchase or support their musical efforts. Anyhow, so we were taking, it is very SWV. We took the How Big Is Your Penis test. And not that I was surprised in it because I am black. I'm a black man. But here is my result. You got, a huge penis. Of course. And it says, holy cow, your penis is gigantic. Gigantic. Your penis is literally the biggest thing within the tri-state area. And I happen to live in a tri-state area. Your penis is bigger than a small elephant. It is bigger than like a tree, a big old tree, probably a coniferous. I think coniferous, isn't that like pine trees and stuff like that? Lots of branches on your penis. You must wake up every morning and thank the good Lord above. You are truly blessed. Congrats. So that concludes That concludes our scientifically researched and questions were scientific to determine if I measure up. And obviously, I'm coniferous. Anyhow, sometimes I really do crack myself up. I really do crack myself up. 'Cause why did I do that? You know, I'm not a pervert. Unlike Juan Pablo from The Bachelor. Not that he would agree, but I'm not a pervert. Unless you watch our show Looking, then you would might think I'm a pervert. Oh, and I want to send a quick shout out to a person who listens to me on YouTube. I think it's Unnamed Assailant. He said he enjoys the show, he enjoys the music, and he didn't like Looking either, and he loves the following. I have good taste in television shows. So thank you, Unnamed Assailant. I gave you a little shout out. So I just didn't forget you can hear the show on Facebook, on YouTube. Most of the shows, not all of them, and even the bonus shows are on YouTube. So you go to David in ATL, but not spelled like you think it's spelled. DAY, V as in victory, Y, D as in David, the letter N, ATL. You can see all of my. You can see, Ken says, screw Juan Pablo. You can see all of my Spreaker cast on there. Some of them have different names, and there's normally pictures and stuff. And also, you can see some of my other stuff if you go back far enough. You can see some stuff where I was at a concert, and I don't think you ever have a picture of, I don't think I have any videos of me. My dog's in there, and I'm gonna try really hard to get a YouTube celebrity, that's how you say that. There's several that I want to talk to. So if they're listening to the show, like the gay comic geek, I like him, and he's really, really cute. Nerds are so cute. Nerds are in, baby. Y'all better recognize us. And gay ones are really, really hot. There's a t-shirt out there that says gays screw harder. Not gays, I'm sorry. Nerds screw harder. Of course, there's him. Then there's, of course, Davey Wavy. I would love to have Davey Wavy on the show. He's so cute, and you know, he just has the most fun YouTube shows. And then there's Geeks and Sundry with Alicia Day and her very, 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 very hot brother. And they play like video games, like old school video games. And I actually absolutely love her. Remember when she was on that little web series? What was it called? They was all video game players. Oh my God, I absolutely loved it. Now I can't think of it. I'm gonna look it up for you guys because I need to know. The Guild. The Guild was the name, and it had like 5 seasons. And the very first season, if you haven't seen The Guild, watch. I think they have like 11 episodes, and they're only like 12 minutes each, if that long. Watch it because it's hilarious. I'm gonna watch that tonight. I think it's on Hulu. I'm gonna watch that tonight. You probably can find them on YouTube as well. But remember, she's in that. She started that actually. Who's Ryan William Johnson and Ryan Higgle? I don't know those people. Also, you can check out. I would like to talk to, but you know, Felicia Day. She's on Supernatural now. Every once in a while, but the last time we seen her, she was going off with Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz back into Oz. So I'm sure she'll be back. Love her. And then remember, going back even further, she was on the 7th season, and pretty significantly, the 7th season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was a potential slayer. So we love Felicia Day. Felicia Day, if you're listening, I would love to talk to you on my show. That would be a lot of fun. And there's a few others. that I subscribe to. Geek and Sundry is the show. And part two's up, so I'll get to see that. Davey Wavy, the gay comic geek, like I said. But there's some of them that's so full of themselves. I'm like, give it a rest. Funky Deneva, love her. There's a whole bunch of them. Gay Nurse TV, love that. Oh, and Steam House Stories. I think they're Steam House Stories, and they're really, really fun. Let me see if I can find it. While I look it up, we're playing one more song. When I come back, and we're going to end Ray William Johnson from, he's awesome, from what, 3 = 3? I don't know what that is. I'm going to find out. We'll play one more song. We'll come back and we'll wrap up, and I'll have the rest of my YouTube list for you guys. We'll be right back.
So when my eyes are closed, my fingertips are all I need. My fingertips are all I need. I did it at when my eyes are closed. When my eyes are closed, my fingertips are all I need. Your melody, my soul, have no boundary, no. You stimulate me, bring me peace, tranquility. When I close my eyes,
eyes are closed.
My fingertips are all I need to show you what I see when my eyes. Fantasy, I'm so secure. I'm yours to lead.
Free me,
yeah.
Seize me,
oh yeah. Oh,
my eyes are closed.
My fingertips are all I need to show you what I see when my eyes.
Yeah, I like that groove. That is Nick West, Eyes Closed. Yeah, she's the truth. Kind of sort of like Letticy. And if you guys haven't heard Letticy, that girl sings her head off every time she opens her mouth. But thank you guys for joining me tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Ken says Ryan Higa is amazing, and so is Ray William Johnson. And I am going to look them up on YouTube when I get off here, possibly tomorrow. But it is Steam Room Stories. That's another YouTube, and I would like to interview one of those guys. So I my 3 days off, I'm gonna be doing I can't talk because I'm tired. I'm gonna be doing some work for you guys. We have Trevor Wayne coming up on January the 29th at 1:30 p.m. We'll be talking to him. Such a sweet guy. We're going to talk to him. We're still working on getting Seth Fournier back on the crew. Hopefully we'll have that soon for you guys. And just more interesting people. Don't forget to check out Grandpa Al, Tony R. Williams, and my boy Ken Boggle. He had a show today, and I'm going to listen to it here in a second when I get off here. I think he had a show today. I was at work. I think he has a show when I'm at work, so I don't get to listen to him live, so I won't call in or something. I think he's doing that to me on purpose. I don't like him for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you're back in my good graces. But and one more YouTube plug. Jennifer Lewis and Shangela. If you know, Shangela was on the second and third seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race. She's really, really funny. It's a little short web series that Jennifer Lewis and Shangela did. It's hilarious. And they are really, Shangela worked for Jennifer as an assistant and lived with her when he moved to California to be on RuPaul's Drag Race. So check that out. That's hilarious. When I tell you it's funny, and Jennifer Lewis, you know, we've seen her on The Preacher's Wife. We've seen her on Meet the Browns. She is hilarious. And you even get a more raw version of her. Oh, I would love to talk to Jennifer Lewis. Yeah, David's going to be busy bringing more guests to the 5x5. That's something I said I was going to do at the beginning of the year. And we started off with Alan Chin. You can see that in the archives. Jason Dotley from Sorted Lies, the crew talked to him. And right after Christmas, I think, or right before Christmas. Then we have Trevor Wayne coming. Ryan William Johnson is cute. Oh, I'd check him out, Ken. Thank you. So I'm going to work really hard to get. Ken said he didn't have a show. Boo. Why not, baby? We need to work on that. So we're going to bring you more and more, things for you on the 5x5 with Real Talk and Dave and Nikki. Check us out on iHeartRadio. Send me a tweet about any and everything at the 5x5. And I promise I'm going to tweet more. I just tweet, television shows. And I was tweeting tonight that Batista from WWE, I'm sure Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley talk show here on Spreaker was eagerly watching. I had to talk to Dwayne. I haven't talked to him in a while. But Batista came back. Amazing. So that was, I love watching. It's all fake. And maybe I'll get a WWE personality. So like I said, I'm going to be working really hard for you guys to bring some interesting things to the 5x5 and just do a little bit more. Like I said, I think I'm in my groove now, and I'm grooving. I think I could be totally wrong. But on that note, I think we're going to say goodnight. Thank you guys for checking me out. Don't forget, there should be two new shows of two new podcasts of The Drive. One definitely tomorrow, and maybe two tomorrow, depends on how ambitious I get between now and tomorrow night. But I have shows coming on tomorrow because, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff is on. Don't check the website out at the 5x5.blogspot.com. Thank you, Ken. Ken says great show. He says lover. Ken has, I love, he has Kennyisms. I love Ken's Kennyisms. He said, I already shared the link to this show. Everyone else should too. Oh, thank you. He's so nice. Thank you, Ken. And we'll see you. I might be back here tomorrow. You know me. I've been on a roll here lately. We need to get darling Nikki back into the fold when she has some free time. Tomorrow we will have a real talk with Dan and Nikki, because I need to start doing those more, so because they're live broadcasted on iHeartRadio. And also, I'm trying to get in Pride 48. My friend Wes, he had tweeted me earlier, and I seen it, but I didn't read it, so I need to ask him, because I would love to do Pride 48, but I said that yesterday. So thank you guys. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I'm off for 3 days. Nah, 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 nah. And so I'm going to get some much needed rest. And we'll see what happens after that. Good night, everybody. I'll see you next time. Bow, 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 bow. Bow.